Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with John?
Yep.
Great, John. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Not bad, buddy.
Good to hear, brother. Another day in paradise, right?
It depends on the day.
Right. So just to verify, Crunch Time Construction LLC. That's your company, right?
Yep.
All right. And I ran a scan online for your business. I see you have a Google Business profile now, which is good. You're on Angi Leads, and that's about it currently online. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I don't use Angi Leads. I canceled them a long time ago. They suck ass.
Oh, really? Sorry to hear that, brother. Were the leads not panning out, or just curious?
No, it was just a bunch of shit leads. They didn't lead anywhere at all because most of them were either people who were just looking for straight numbers, and I'm not dealing with that. And I've done, so just to kind of give you an idea, I do 98% of my work is 100% referral based. I can't even think of the last customer that came to me from any advertising. And the reason I don't do any advertising is because I've got several of my buddies as a general contractor in construction, my plumbers, my electricians, all of my tradesmen, they actually send a lot of work to me because I bust my butt to make sure that they get the work from me. You know what I mean? And I've generated a bunch of work for them. So long story short, I haven't done any advertising because they have, and everybody that they've used that's tried to do Google advertising, they're like, dude, it's not worth it. It costs me a couple $100 a month, and they're like, that's not even worth it. They're like, I don't get enough leads, I don't get enough generation, I don't get enough anything from that. Because the sad reality is we're all small guys in a big, big pond. And that's kind of my big concern. So I'm all about giving people an opportunity. I'm fine with that. That doesn't bother me in the slightest. I'm happy to do it. What makes you different, and what makes it so that you're going to help me get those leads and the business and that sort of thing? Because for me, I have found that the majority of money spent that route doesn't normally pay out.
Okay.
So how do you set yourself apart?
Yeah, great question. It's hard. I don't know who your friends used in the past, So I'll just tell you about us though. We've been in business for 20 years. We're a Google Premier Partner. It's the highest level of partnership you can reach with Google. One major difference with us compared to a lot of our like competition in SEO and SEM, right? Just search engine optimization and marketing. That's what this is. Everything we do is in-house. So our web development department, our meta department for social media, Google optimization, like everything's in-house. So any changes you ever want to make, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. Okay.
Gotcha.
We send you your timelines in writing, and we're really strict on hitting those timelines, and we're really upfront too with the responsiveness that would be needed from you as well to make it happen. So it's not like you set it up with us, disappear, and we just hit like a magic button and everything comes to fruition. There is a process to making all this happen. And there's no way to just to, because I heard you say about the leads and stuff. There's no way for us to guarantee you like X amount of leads. What we do is we send you your placement and writing, right? And that placement is geared to just give you more online exposure. But I can't tell you like, hey, you're going to get X amount of phone calls. What I can tell you though is you'd have a way stronger online presence than you do currently by using us,
Got it.
That makes
Great.
sense,
So,
or
so then
clarify?
this, no, that
Okay.
makes absolute sense. You're essentially, you're not generating leads. You're simply putting my phone number up at the top so people are more likely to call me because I'm popping up at the top.
Correct. In the top two, John, there's 20 listings on the first page of Google. So like obviously we strive for every one of our clients to be number one. I mean, we show up number one even in our area, but in some situations that's just not possible. So when we say first page, we're talking about within the first 20 on that first page, and as time goes on, you'll start getting higher and higher rankings. Like, your competition in the area, I know there's a probably a bunch of general contractors, but the competition on Google isn't that steep. Like, you have Barlow Construction, they have 40 reviews, 4.9 rating, SAC Remodeling, 36 reviews. So you can definitely rank over those guys over time, but a main factor in that's going to be reviews, what we're doing on our end, you know, everything we're putting out there for your business, you know.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, in some situations, like, there's areas where there's a company that, you know, they have like 10,000 reviews. So those guys, you can't really jump over or not like quickly, obviously. But your area, you do have wiggle room, basically, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay. So what I'd like to do, I'll go over a race with you. Okay. And then I'll let you know everything included along with the timeline. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So our rates here are month-to-month, no contracts. Also, we make it a set flat rate. The rate for our base package, that's at $299 a month.
Okay, I've already got other people that are doing the same thing for less. So,
okay.
So once again, I'm not spending money on it, but like I said, I talk to all of my guys, and this is one of the areas that I have been crazy hesitant to pull the trigger on any of this for the exact reason.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So real quick then, so now that I've heard price and I'm not super happy with it, but it's okay, what do I get for that price? Because that's the biggest thing. It's okay to pay more if I'm getting more.
Correct. So, and I'm going to hit the timelines at the same time, okay? Just kind of kill two birds, one stone type of thing.
Great.
So what you get day one at sign up, we give you access to a client dashboard. This is just a tracking and reporting system. So you could see everything we're doing from one convenient location, okay?
Yeah, an analytics database.
Exactly. And then on there, that's where you add your photos,
videos.
My
wife does blogs. Yeah.
Oh, good.
My wife does blogging, so she understands that stuff, and I've been around that for a little while now.
Okay. Does she do websites too, or?
Yeah.
She does. Okay. Are you planning on doing your website through her? I would assume so, right?
Don't know yet. Maybe.
Don't know yet.
She's
okay.
Busy.
She's busy.
She's busy. It's not necessarily something I have time for to give to her or anything like that.
Okay. So day one, access to your client dashboard, 7 to 10 days from startup. The first thing we're going to do, John, is we're going to submit you to Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. Okay. We do make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Make sense so far?
So here's my next question with that then. I'm going to have questions along the way. I apologize.
Yes.
Because that's how I work. I just think of it as I go. So here's my thing. You guys are a manager, but do I have override to cut you guys out?
Do I
have the ability to cut you guys out so that that way you no longer have any access to anything if I'm unhappy with something? And then do I retain what you have done since I've paid for it?
Correct. All the directories we create for you, we make you the owner. We're added as a manager. So let's say, because I believe your question is, like, if you were to leave us at any point, right, you keep all of those directories. We don't hijack them from you. That's why we're added on as a manager, and you're the owner of those directories.
Okay.
Now, while you're using us, you won't want to cut us out of management, because then we're not able to optimize it and get you the results that you're paying for. You know what I'm saying? But to answer your question,
yeah, because you guys deal with the SEO optimization.
Yes, correct. Like, what we have to do, just to give you... Go ahead.
No, essentially, it's not that I'm cutting you out because I'm cutting you out. I'm cutting you out because I found somebody better, or what you're doing isn't doing exactly what I want, and I want to try somebody else. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Yes, sir, 100%. But what you're going to want to do, like, I'm going to hit these timelines with you, and our timelines, we're really big on hitting them, right? But you don't want to, like, okay, 7 to 14 days, I'm not on the first page. I need to jump ship and go somewhere else. Nope, like that is a part
nope,
of your
I don't do that.
Yeah. Good.
Nope,
good.
I don't do stuff like that. I've been in this business long enough. I understand things take time, but if you guys establish a time and you say, okay, John, our goal is in 3 months to get you to this position on page one. Okay, great. I can live with that.
Is what I'm about to get to. 45 to 60 days is the timeline we send you in writing for you to show up on the first page of Google for the 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for.
Okay.
And again, that's within 20. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's the thing, though. It's like the sad reality is nobody looks at the bottom of the damn page. I can't even think of the last time I scrolled to the bottom of the page. So once again, if I'm doing that, and let's say that you get me to 15, that's still way down on the list. What's the likelihood and what's the return on what I'm spending? Because if I'm spending $300 a month to get myself posted on there, and I'm getting one or two calls, hey, where'd you hear from me? You know, oh, I saw your thing online, and I get like one of those a month. That's not worth $300.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And so if that happens, then let's say that we do the 45 to 60 days. Well, that's $600. Well, now I'm $600 out, and I'm not really getting any calls from it. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. This is meant to be like a long-term marketing solution. Like, to give you an example, because you...
Well, of course it is, because you guys are cranking in $300 a month. Everybody loves making $300 a month for very little work. I know how much work goes into it in the beginning and how much work goes into it on the maintenance side.
Right. We do a lot. Like, we do the posts weekly. We keep you up to date for, like, any algorithm changes, right? Also, too, if any of the directory information's changed, we're alerted because it all has to line up. You're alerted as well, but
got it.
Yeah. But I was gonna mention. So, like, number 15 right now is Coxie, or I'm not sure if you say it, Coxie Construction and Remodeling. They only have 2 reviews online, no website link to it. Because you're absolutely right. People, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. You have a question?
I'm just trying to think.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Stay on the line. This is my painter calling me. I do need to talk to him real quick. Stay on the line. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull my computer up while I talk to him so that I can, I'm just going to do a Google search like what you're saying, and I'm going to see where we can fit in for my direct area. So let me answer him, and I'll pull that up at the same time, and I'll be right back.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
Oh, he hung up. Never mind. You're good. We got time now.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. So the search I did was general contractors, right? I just did that general search, right? Obviously, we'll customize your keywords for all your services. But what I did is,
did you do general contractors Layton, Utah? Did you do general contractors Bountiful, Utah? Or did you?
Kaysville, Utah.
Okay. So Kaysville. Yes. That way I can just, because then I can see exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then under businesses, I clicked on more businesses.
Got it. Oh, 400 tabs open at a time.
For sure. Got to clear those, man.
Meh. I use them, sadly.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, what I was trying to, or saying, right, is like to get in those like top three essentially over time. I mean, you have to get to 15 before you get there, right? So, everything we're doing is just, getting you higher and higher on the list, you know, so it does take time.
Got it.
That timeline we send you to be within the first 20 though is 45 to 60 days. What's happening prior to first page placement on Google, 7 to 14 days from sign up, we're going to have a website up and running for you. I'll send you an example, too, in a second.
I've got a guy working on a website, so I'm good.
Okay, what's your ETA on when that's going to be up?
End of the month.
Okay. So, perfect. That's within 2 weeks, too. So we'll link that to your name then. Also, in that 7 to 14-day mark, we do have social media ads running for you on Meta. Have you seen or used Facebook or Instagram ads before? Do you know how those work?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Nope. So I'm not a big Facebook guy. I have one, but I, funny enough, it actually got hacked because I don't use it.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't really have one anymore.
Yeah, we'll create you a business page then and send you the ownership of it. But basically, the way it works is they're retargeted ads. So let's say you're targeting flooring, just as an example. If I search flooring contractor near me, anywhere online, right? When I go to Facebook or Instagram, flooring contractor ads will show up on my feed as long as I'm in their targeted area. So it's going to work the same way for you, and we put an easy click now to call action on there. So they can just literally click to call you directly.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah. So we have that launched in 7 to 14 days. And really, those social media ads are to get you some traction while we're working on the first page placement, you know, just so you're fully aware, you know.
And I've got people, so this is the great thing about this. Because I've never done this, I have my clients all the time telling me that the second that I actually go get a website and go get myself on the internet, that they'll hop on and leave me reviews.
Good. Good, good, good. I see you have a Google business profile already. You'll want them to start leaving reviews on there because that's a big part of this program. We create you a link that you can send to clients, right? Just to make it easy.
Okay.
And we create you a custom QR code too. Some of my clients put it like on their business cards, et cetera. But you'll have that QR code, you'll have the link, and from your client dashboard, you'll have a request review button as well.
Okay.
Okay. And the big thing is you have to send it though, you know. So.
Oh, okay. Is there a way to automate that at all so that that way, like at the end of when I send a final invoice, it sends them a final invoice and then thank you once they pay it, and then it sends them a link for review.
The way to do that is you'll want to go to your client dashboard. You'll click request review. You'll put your client's name in and their phone number or email, either one, and it'll send them a pre-made message with a link to be able to leave a review.
Got it.
And the cool thing about when you do it from your dashboard is it'll track like who you've sent it to. And it also shows you, like, the reviews that were left as well.
Got it.
Okay. So how does this sound to you?
I'm not sure yet. The thing is there's still tons and tons of unknown. I mean, as of right now, it sounds good. I like doing the little Google search and just kind of look at that real quick. There's not a bunch of massive people that are ahead of us that I think that we could probably get up there relatively pretty well, relatively quickly. So I think there is potential for that. Like I said, you're not the only person that's called me about that. And I've had 200, 250, and then your 299 is where I've seen for what I understand, you know, and understand this isn't my forte, but what I understand and what people have been telling me, it sounds like all three of you guys are doing the same thing. One's just doing it at 200, you're at 300, and the other guy was 250. So I've had three different quotes on this as well. I've had this conversation probably it's in the last 6 months with about three or four different people.
Okay.
So, and I've got a few people saved in there.
Has any of the, because I understand 200, 250, and then you're hearing 299 from us, okay? Have they brought Meta ads up to you? Have they talked to you about the social media ads? They did.
So yeah, they talked about
include social media ads.
Yeah, so they talked about social media ads. They talked specifically about Meta, and that's the only reason I remember it, because Facebook's trying to do their stupid switchover or whatever the crap they're doing.
Yeah.
And so that's Facebook, what the, really. Yeah, that exactly. And so those have been brought up to me, and that's the main reason that I've been like, okay. And that's why I was asking what all is entailed with what you're doing because of that rate or because of that reason. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. The reason I was asking you that is because, so we have our pro package, which includes everything I mentioned minus the social media ads, right? That's $199 a month. Then we have our, it's called our Platinum, but it's our most popular package to start at. That's the one I went over with you, which is $299, but it has $100 allocated towards the social media ads. So So I was assuming that these other companies, whoever you were talking to, didn't have social media ads included, you know? And then we have another step up with, which includes Google Ads too. That's at $599 a month. And we also have Google Guaranteed, which is a pay-per-lead program.
Okay, and then how does the pay-per-lead program work?
So you're talking to the right person. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, actually. So what Google Guaranteed is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. The benefit of these leads is, for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't have to share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, if you go over pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay? If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense? How that works?
Kind of.
Okay. So let me expand on that. So if you you did a search for general contractors in Kaysville, right?
Yep.
Okay. So at the very top, you see it says Google Guaranteed. It'll say sponsor, general contractors, Google Guaranteed with a green check mark. Okay. Then you're going to see a list of companies. The number listed for those companies is not their number. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to their phone, which works the same way for you. It's going to come through on their phone as LSA lead, which means local service ad, just another term for Google Guaranteed. And it's recorded by like an AI. So Google bots, basically, which automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. So it has an automatic dispute system.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, there are requirements, though, to qualify for that program. Give me one quick second here. Let me pull those up. You're a general contractor, too, right? Just to clarify?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, like, in that, the subcategories in that category, it's accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, and roofing. Does that sound like the right category for you?
Yeah, I do all that.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure. All right, so let me pull up the requirements. Give me 1 second. All right, general contractor. There it is. Okay. All right. So let's see here. You'll need either a Utah State Contractor's License with the R100.
Yeah, I have an R100 and a B100.
And a B100. That was going to be the other one. Okay, perfect. So you have both. So your goal, you only need one, too, to qualify. So let me pull up the insurance requirement. 1 sec.
I have a million, 2 million policy.
Okay. Let me just check the required amount. Give me a second here. General contractor. Utah. Oh, 300K is the minimum requirement. So
yeah, usually it's 300, 500.
Okay. All right. So you have the liability, you have the insurance. The other requirement, any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, I'll show you a workaround. Yep. But they will require a background check. Would that be fine?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care about that. I've done background checks for the government several times, so that doesn't matter.
All right. Oh, it's so awkward asking that one, but I have to.
Nope.
All right. Pardon so let me, so you'll pass the background, you're licensed and insured, so you qualify. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir. That's usually the main question. So let me pull those up. Okay. The cost per qualified lead for the general contractor vertical, that's going to be $58.67 per qualified lead. Okay.
That's not bad.
Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's $765. That's for 13 leads. Okay. Now, the way your lead budget works, whatever lead budget you set, John, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you did the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads. Scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you're charged $765 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say you took on, I'm just going to use one lead as an example, just to make the math easier on me. Let's say you take on one qualified lead, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $765. You're only charged...
I'm charged whatever the difference is to fill it back up.
Yes, exactly. So you would be charged $58.67 in that situation. Or if you got like 10 leads, you would take on... You would be charged $58.67 times 10 to fill it back up to $765. You got it exactly.
Got it.
Yes, sir. Okay. Whatever lead budget you set to, we don't charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your license, insurance, run the background check, and you have to have 5 reviews on Google in order to activate, okay? Our timeline we send you in writing to get approved is 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. That's what we send you in writing to cover our butts. Typically, I see when you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. The biggest thing for you is you're going to have to get those 5 reviews on there, okay?
I can get 5 reviews in a day.
Ah, you're rolling then. Yeah, you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks then, you know. I've seen it approved as fast as 6 days even, you know. It's really the background check. You just have to go through that. License, insurance. You have all the requirements. Okay. So just getting that in is the important thing.
Okay.
So
here's the thing. I'm just going to be very blunt. I'm more interested in that one right there than I am the $200-$300 crap.
Okay.
Because if I do the 765 lead or whatever it is, so what, like, am I paying 765 in addition to the 299 for you?
No, so if you do Google Guaranteed only, which you can do, okay, there's a application/setup fee that's basically to get you approved for Google Guaranteed. That's a one-time fee of $250, okay? So that would be due at startup.
$250.
And you never pay.
Essentially, it cost me a grand to get everything started because that's the $765 plus $250 for you guys for doing everything and setting it up. But then how does that go forward with you guys? That's what I'm saying. Would I then be paying for you guys to do the SEO management stuff, the $299 fee? Plus, I would have the Google Guaranteed thing going on at the same time. Essentially, I'm looking at $1,000 a month.
Great question. So it depends on how you want your package structured. So if you do Google Guaranteed only, right? Like, let's say you're not doing any of the other stuff. It's Google Guaranteed only the lead program.
Yep.
Then you're paying the $250 one-time fee out the door, okay? Once you're approved, okay, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification. 3 days after approval, your lead budget is charged, unless you tell us to charge it right then and there after we message you. But then you're going to have your seven – let's say you do the minimum budget, okay? Then you have 765 charged, okay? And then it depends on how many leads you take that month. If you take all 13, right, and they're qualified, next month you're charged 765 again. So there's no additional fees outside of your leads. Yeah.
Yep, got it.
Okay.
So, now, and then go ahead.
Sorry. If you do the package with what I initially talked about, the $299, then at startup, you're looking at $299 plus the $250 application fee. So you're $549 out the door. You're $299 per month. That's billed on the day you start. So the 15th of each month, right? Because today is the 15th. And then you, once you're approved for Google Guaranteed, you're also going to be charged your lead budget as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to figure out moving forward, though. So essentially, I was looking for more or less of if you do the Google Guarantee and you do this with us, we can actually cut things down so you're only paying $850 or $900 a month and you save $100 by doing everything together. But there's no savings by doing it that way.
No, it's just you add on to it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there, I get what you're saying, though. There's not like a 10% discount or – yeah, it's how you want your package structured, essentially.
Okay. Now, the Google Guarantee, are they doing any advertising for me whatsoever? Or what is it that they're doing to get those leads to me if I'm only doing that? Does that make
Great
sense?
Question. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. So we're going to set your Google Guaranteed profile up, okay? And what we're going to do is we'll set your target area, okay? The good thing about Google Guaranteed, too, is it's not based off of just your local area. You can target as far as you want as long as you're licensed and insured for those areas, okay? So
yeah, because I'm licensed and insured for Idaho also.
Yeah. So technically, you could do all of Utah and Idaho. Not saying you want to do that, but you can target as far as you want on Google Guaranteed. We'll set that. We'll set your subcategories, and we have the automatic dispute system in place. Now, in your tracking system, because you still get a tracking system through us, even on a Google Guaranteed only account, all you would pay attention to is leads on there. So when you log into tracking, you'll see leads. When you click on that, it will show you Google Guaranteed lead that came through.
Okay, no. So I'm not talking about the leads that route. I don't care how they do it. If they're putting people in front of me, I'm a happy camper.
Right.
Okay, I don't really give a crap how they're doing it. But what I'm saying, though, is if I'm doing the Google Guarantee and they're putting me in front of people and getting me leads, why would I need to pay the extra, I think you said $150 or $199 for the meta ads and the other ads in addition to Google? Does that make sense? Because if Google's getting me guaranteed leads and if that works out, I mean, if I get 10 leads a month and I capitalize on one of them, it's worth it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes perfect sense. It's just different sections on Google. So, like, Google Guarantees the lead program. In my opinion, too, okay, I've been here 7.5 years, okay? Google Guaranteed is the best product that Google offers because it's like, it's leads. Like, you know, like if you got zero leads, I haven't seen that happen to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but if you did, right? Let's say you got zero leads, you would literally pay $0. So Google Guaranteed is a lead program. Now, the other program we talked about, that you, to circle back to your question, why you would want to do that, that's going to increase your map listing now, too. So it's doing local search engine optimization for the map section. The meta ads do retargeting on meta, and you get the indexing on the multiple directories to boost your presence, like, organically, you know? So they're just different sections on Google. The map section, you know, it's only going to range out, though, like, you know, 10, 15 miles max because it's based off of where you're located. And then meta ads are like Google Guaranteed. You could target as far as you want, and they're not as strict as on licensing and all that, though, for meta, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a sad thing because that just lets people advertise on a platform when they shouldn't be if they're not licensed and stuff. Because that's something that people
ultimately they're
going to
change it, you know? But as of right now, meta is not as strict. on the licensing and all that stuff, you know. But
Let's look and see if I can understand this correctly, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. Essentially, Google is just putting numbers and people in front of my phone number and saying, this is who you need to call for your area.
Correct.
This is it. And then we get that lead. CrunchTime's the only one that gets that lead. Then if we do that, then what we have to do is, if we do that one, then what, essentially the Meta or the 199 or whatever that is,
that's specifically, exactly.
So that's just making it for my actual local advertisement, period. It's not anything than just putting me in front of somebody's computer screen for them. Correct?
Right. Yes, sir. You got it.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. $199, that's a map listing, right? The additional $100 for the $299 Meta ads, and then Google Guaranteed is everything I just went over with you. The $250 application, the cost per lead, minimum budget requirement.
Yeah, because I haven't had anybody bring up the Google Guarantee stuff, so that's something that's new.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the one that was kind of more interesting to me and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a great program. Google, you know, it makes the client feel more comfortable, too, with you because Google is guaranteeing your work. They're saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They pass the license, insurance, background check. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed, you know?
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of like a BBC, but it actually brings clients, you know?
yeah. Well, and that's the thing, like I was saying, I had Angie's leads, and I know it pops me up as that, drives me nuts. I told them to stop that because I don't want to be associated with Angie leads. I hate their ass. So
the major
difference, because I gave them a shot just to try to do something.
Yeah, and it's good you used it because here's the differences, okay? With Google Guaranteed, you don't share the lead with other companies. So Angie's, they send the lead to whatever it is, like 3-4 companies. Google Guaranteed, you don't share the lead, and it comes through via phone call. So it comes through on your phone as LSA lead, okay? And then one of the biggest differences is it has an automatic dispute system. So you don't have to spend your day disputing leads. It's automatically done for you. It's a really good program.
But how does it dispute it for you automatically, though?
It's through the AI. So let's say
I trust AI.
Yeah, right. Well, to safeguard it,
we'll show you
everything that came through, and it'll say paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified, essentially. But the way it would work, like, let's say you have roofing turned on, right? And I search roofers in, like, whatever area in Utah. I end up picking your business in the Google Guaranteed section and calling you. Let's say I call and I'm like, hey, can you come out and do a painting job, right? Like, let's say it's something you don't offer. Google's going to pick up on that and you're automatically not charged. Same thing if it's out of your radius.
So here's the thing then.
Go ahead.
So here's the thing then. What happens if I do actually provide that service, or I can provide that service even though it's not listed under my contracting? Because the reality is like I said, when you're looking at a general contractor and that sort of thing, I do everything, dude. I do everything from putting a stake in the ground and talking to an architect all the way through the pictures at the very, very end. Everything.
Start to
finish, I do new construction, everything along those lines. So long story short, how is it going to be able to defend me, essentially, with that type of a situation being there? Does that make sense?
This makes perfect sense. So we would have to do a manual dispute, okay?
So that's what I'm saying. So now that automatic dispute doesn't necessarily work for me.
Correct.
Very
in a situation like that. Yeah. If they call for general contracting and, you know, they want you to do a service that you provide, but it's not worth the $58, $67 per lead, right?
Yeah.
We would have to do a manual dispute on that. Yes, sir. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how long does manual dispute take?
It could take 48
to 72 hours. Is that just I throw in? Oh, I don't care about that then. If it's anything less than a week, I could care less. As long as I can handle it before a month's end and that sort of thing. And then go from there. So, okay. So let me do this then. I'm going to save you time so that you can get onto a client. I'm not going to make a decision today. The reason being is I'm in the process of getting the website and the things that are going to actually make me look better and more official and everything. So I'm going to be an end of the month person when I actually get that stuff done. And okay. So I'm not going to pull the trigger on something, because even if it takes a couple weeks to do the Google review stuff and get myself in there, I want my website and I want the look and everything set up long before I go pull that trigger. I want somebody to be able to click on a website and be like, oh shit, he does good work. Look at all these great pictures. You know what I mean? Not, ooh, he doesn't have a website. He's Google guaranteed, but he doesn't have a website. You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly.
Because of all this technology horseshit, I just want to make sure ducks are in a row before I pull the trigger. I am very interested in that. So, long story short, I am very interested in that. Do you have a way to send me an email with those in it that I can save and bring that up and then have you guys, I'll be able to make some decisions essentially within a couple weeks, because even if my website is not 100% up in a couple weeks, but if they say, hey, John, we're going to have you ready in, we're going to have your website up in less than a week, then I'll pull the trigger on that sort of thing, because my goal would be to do, both of them and give you at least that 60 days for the Meta side and give you the Google lead side as well.
Absolutely.
I would want to do, if I'm going to do it because you have it, I'll do both.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm okay because once again, over the course of 2 months, let's just say if Google leads is doing that and I'm spending, let's just say that I use all 13 leads a month, but if I use all 13 leads a month, then that works out for me because I only need one job to pay for all of it. Does that make sense? You and that included. I'm just being blunt honest.
Yeah.
I only need one job to pay for that $1,000 pretty much.
Right. And then we're working on your map listing. You know what I mean? You got the Meta ads rolling. It makes perfect sense to me, 100%. What is the best email address for you?
So it's the company name at Gmail. So
okay,
CrunchTimeConstruction at Gmail, because eventually we're going to switch it over to a actual company website. That's the other thing as well, is we're in the process of getting that switched over as well so that people are contacting us through that.
Right. Makes perfect sense. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you, it's called the Ideal Package. What it's going to be is it has the Platinum Package we went over and Google Guaranteed as well. Okay, so you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It'll break down exactly what goes where. The only thing, you'll see my site website on there. Ignore that, because you're already going to have your own website. Okay? So I basically would just take that off of the products, you know?
And that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You're fine.
I'm going to reply to the email, too, with your vertical, which is, again, means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all your subcategories in your vertical, too. That way you can just see them in red. Okay?
Yes, perfect. Great.
All right. Let me get that to you.
That's huge. And remind me your name one more time.
Daniel Nelson. It'll be in the email, too.
Daniel. Yep. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Do you want me to text you my direct line, or is email fine?
Texting is good. Email is better just because I'll keep better track. I get literally probably 50 to 100 texts a day, and I promise that you'll get lost in that if I don't save it right away. And 90% of the time I get a phone call and get distracted and 100% forget.
Right. No, I appreciate that. So what you're going to want to do, just save my number, you know, as soon as possible. And then I shot you the email, my direct lines at the bottom of the email. I'm also going to send you the text. It'll say Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department, but I'm like well versed in all of our products. Okay, just a heads up.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Any more questions for me right now that I can answer?
Nope. Should be good.
Yeah, right.
Your email just showed up. I'm just looking at it. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Great talking to you, brother. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. See you, man. Bye.